Security, only in Arkansas.
When the saints go marching in, yes, I want to be in that number. Yes, when the saints go marching in.
Welcome back in the zone. It's 11:35. What a beautiful day to be here. It is a beautiful day to be in Atlanta, where Pat is standing by, getting ready for Razorback basketball in about 3 hours. And, of course, at the track, it's a big weekend. And we get underway right now with Jeff Money Taylor. What's up, Money?
Hey, Justin. How are you guys doing?
Man, we are all over the place, quite literally, even more so than usual.
All
so usually it's just figurative.
Indeed, indeed. Thank goodness for modern technology, huh?
There is no question. There is no question about that. So we got a busy day at the track today. Rebel Stakes on Saturday. I will call you about details on the Oakland Race Day show. I do want to let everybody know who has not heard yet. 10:30 on our sister station, 106.7, because of the conflicts with Razorbacks and high school championships down in Hot Springs. So a huge weekend down in the Spa City for sure.
Indeed. Media has already started to come in, and they drew for the races yesterday. The Rebel, of course, highlighting Saturday's program. Our special guest is going to be Ray Pollock of the Pollock Report. Very solid internet site, probably the most popular, maybe other than Daily Racing Form, and we'll be discussing the races and kind of the state of the industry. Ray's in for the weekend, so be interesting to talk to him.
All right, well, let's get into the rundown today. I'll tell you what, there are some intriguing horses running in the first race today. I guess a couple that have had success in recent races, and then you've got a coupled entry as well that is pretty intriguing. So let's get into the card today.
It is, and it's a challenging one. Fields continue to fill up here pretty much across the board, and a lot of horses going post for tomorrow and, of course, Saturday as well. But first things first, this Thursday we start the week out with a starter allowance group. As you said, some solid recent performances in here, and I'm going to go back to one of those and as my top selection, number four. Dixie's back, displayed her versatility last time by controlling the pace. She's also won from off the pace in her career, so she looks like she's got this bunch over a barrel from on or off the pace. The entries, I said, also in there, as you mentioned, Jungle Princess and Maybelle Slough, they could run very well but collectively there, so that's my second choice. But we're going to go to the four horse. Dixie's back, hoping that she wins right back as our first selection. That's the four horse. The second half of the early double, we've got non-winners of two for 30,000. Number four, Lasting Impact, is going to get the nod from this corner. The trainer, Paul Holtis, continues to enjoy a very solid meeting. They picked up another week win over the weekend, and they have this one in a similar spot as last time out, maybe a trifle bit softer, and Lasting Impact narrowly missed against that slightly better company last time out. Buzz numbers today, easy to remember, 4 and 4. Let's move now to the featured eighth race on the program, and it's a good one. A lot of speed in here, and I think it almost has to set the race up for somebody to come get him, and that somebody, I hope, is number 7, Sky America. She's had one start at the meet, kind of an even sixth-place performance. Trainer Mark Cassie's stock has run much better in their second starts. Now that Sky America has an out behind her, I think you're going to see marked improvement. From off the pace, number 7, Sky America in the feature. Our Buzz Longshot play comes, I believe, in the fifth of the afternoon. Yes, it is. Number 7, Porter Central, an improving effort last time out for this one. I think he takes another step forward for the new barn there. John Cox claimed Porter Central out of his last start, and I think at 5-1 he is going to represent his new barn quite well. That's number 7, Porter Central, our Buzz Longshot play of the day.
All right, very good, Money. I appreciate it. I do want to remind everybody, too, the Rebel Stakes on Saturday. In addition to that, of course, we've got the boat and truck giveaway. And that is always a favorite. Of course, you do have to be present to win, so I want to remind everybody of that. But it is certainly worth sticking around if you weren't going to until they give that away from the Dodge Ram truck from Steve Landers and the Tahoe deck boat from Bradford Marine. Do have to be present to win. If you have not signed up for your Oaklawn Anywhere account, hint, hint, Pat Bradley, this is the time to do it, especially if you have to be out of town for work like we do today. And by have to, I should say get to. We love covering these tournaments. But I like being part of the action at Oaklawn as well. And because of JT's suggestions, I may put a few things down on my Oaklawn Anywhere account, and I suggest that you get one and do the same.
Indeed, Justin.
So, JT, we appreciate it. We'll visit with you tomorrow, buddy.